Hi, and thank you for joining me today for the free trial week of The Power of Self, 52 Weeks of Soulful Exploration. Each and every week during this entire process, you will discover and explore a word that has the ability to change your life in profound ways as you explore what it means, how you currently engage around it, what you envision for yourself in the future when it comes to the word each week, and the transformational power it holds. The way this program will work is you're going to listen to this just this day, the understanding and the explanation. If you need it more often throughout the week, you may do that. And then there's a morning contemplation audio that you listen to each morning that gets your mind set up for thinking about that word for the week. And there's a journaling activity that you look at what they want you to, or what I want you to focus on throughout the week, each day. And then at the end of the day, give yourself some journaling time just to write down your observations, what you noticed, what you played with, what you struggled with. And then allow yourself to listen to the evening contemplation audio, which will help relax, de-stress, and put you into a good place for sleeping wonderfully. This is a process for the entire year. It allows you to change your life slowly and incrementally so that the changes become permanent. So the word that I chose for the trial was self-imagination. Whether you realize it or not, you're using self-imagination all the time. For example, when you decide to have your hair colored, or change your job, or lose weight, you imagine what you will look like, feel like, and how it will impact your life. This capacity to visualize the impact of positive change into the future forms the basis for self-imagination. Just as you can visualize positive outcomes in your life, you can also visualize negative outcomes in your life. For example, when you get an audit notice from the IRS and you may feel panic envelop you as you see yourself being on the firing squad at the Spanish Inquisition being asked if you have any last requests, okay, that's a bit extreme, but you get the picture. There are definite feelings, visual scenarios, and anticipated life impact involved. That's the core of self-imagination. So how does this self-imagination work? Do you remember what it was like for the 4 weeks leading up to Christmas as a child? The anticipation, the excitement, the imagination and belief in Santa. It was such a heady feeling. I can still remember it. So much excitement that you couldn't sleep. Planning what Santa was going to bring you, anticipating the opening of presents, the joy, and fortunately for those years, you were never let down. This was a time in your life where your imagination was real and tangible, when you were able to imagine anything, believe anything, and know that it was all possible. This is the feeling and the imagination feeling that I want you to start cultivating again in your life. It's time to cultivate your self-imagination as a stepping off point towards starting to change your life to whatever you can imagine. Self-imagination is all about cutting loose from restrictions, both imagined and real, and exploring what it would feel like when you're empowered to realize what you can imagine. This week is all about laying the groundwork in your mind for starting to engage physically in the real world in order to move you towards what you have imagined for yourself. The first step towards your goals and what you have imagined for yourself is to envision the way forward unfolding for you without anxiety, with ease, with confidence, and with increased skill and mastery. As you journal and meditate, or contemplate as I like to call it, on self-imagination this week, you will explore empowered ways of becoming or achieving your goals and develop the language and thought process that supports you, embraces change, and moves you towards your highest good. When your imagination has the run of the house, so to speak, when thoughts come and go and scenarios play out without planning and often without forethought, the scenarios that you run in your head can be either positive and energy building or negative and energy draining. The mind, when in a random thought mode, will more than likely imagine threatening, challenging, and failure-based scenarios. Why does the mind do this? Because our minds are pre-programmed to protect us from threat and harm, and the mind's first tendency is to run those types of scenarios in order to make sure that we are ready in case we have to choose in a worst-case scenario. Basically, is there to keep us alive. For example, let's say you're getting ready to go on a trip. You will be driving an hour to the city, parking in long-term parking, and flying to your destination. Even though it's not on your schedule of maintenance, you choose to take the car to the mechanic to make sure everything is in order for the trip. Why? Most likely it's because, in your mind's eye, you thought about the things that might cause you to miss your flight, and you chose to pay attention to those thoughts and put your mind at ease before making the trip. How much time do you spend putting your mind at ease? It's likely you spend more time than you think you might. In all fairness, your mind is hardwired to run these risk-based scenarios. It's hardwired to keep you safe and moving forward. The problem comes when cautionary scenarios that you run in your head interfere with your ability to live life fully. So what can you do about it? You can change the way your mind processes scenarios and brings more balance into the play of ideas, leveling the playing field, so to speak, between positive and negative. Sort of what I call being in the front part of your mind and thinking rather than reacting. You can free yourself from fear, doubt, and helplessness and empower yourself to take action and engage positively. Your dreams are yours to create and control. The goal is to use that creative force for positive imaging, to lift your energy level and explore the potential greatness that lies dormant like a seed in you. When done well, imagination is constructive, uplifting, and motivating. It embraces your highest good. Now it's time for you to explore how your mind works when it comes to your imagination. As you work through self-imagination, as it relates to you and your life this week, you are going to be asked to keep some things in mind. One, I'm going to ask you to consider the role that self-imagination has played in your life up until now, and the role you want to play in your life going forward and why. Number two, I am going to ask you to challenge yourself around how big can you dream. As you journal this week, take the time to really investigate the future you are imagining for yourself and spend some time exploring the things that are limiting your ability to dream really big. And why are they? Number three, I'm going to encourage you to own that you are enough and ask you how much of what you imagine is truly limited only by your imagination versus how much is limited by external influences that you allow to have control over you. Number four, I am going to ask you to be honest with yourself, and this one's interesting, around what it's going to take to pull the trigger and take action, to take the first steps, and then the next, in order to move you towards your goals. Are you frozen and unable to move because you're afraid? Afraid you won't deserve what you imagine for yourself? Afraid someone might notice and expose you as an imposter? Not sure who you think you might be impostering. Afraid that you can't pull the trigger until your plan is perfect or someone gives you permission? Afraid that you are too busy, have too much on your plate, aren't capable, or just likely to fail? And fifth, I'm going to ask you to commit to taking that first step. How long are you going to let these numbing behaviors and self-defeating thoughts interfere with your chance to live the life you imagine for yourself? It's time to eliminate these numbing behaviors and thoughts that dull your experiences of love, joy, belonging, creativity, and empathy. It's time to move with commitment towards your highest good. So let's get started. So in the morning, I'd like you to listen to the morning contemplation audio. Set yourself aside 10-15 minutes, You can actually do it while you're getting ready in the morning. Listen to it. You don't have to be quiet to do this. And allow yourself just those couple minutes of contemplation, sitting there and focusing on yourself. This is a study, and this week will be a study for you, into how much time do you spend on you? How many other things get in the way? How many distractions? Like real life, and I get that. But this is giving you that time to put yourself first, just for 10 or 15 minutes. Then look at the journal. See what your activity and what your focus is supposed to be on today. Go about your day imagining this word, imagination. Each week, once you get the program, each week will be different. Each week will have a different word, and allowing it and building a process. But for this week, it's just imagination. So take each day. You're going to focus on the word imagination and go about your day. You don't have to spend a whole lot of time thinking about it, but just check in with it every once in a while. At the end of the day, once you're sort of starting to wind down, give yourself some journaling time. Allow yourself to notice your successes. What did you notice? What did you pay attention to? What did you allow yourself to feel when it came to imagination? Allow yourself these couple minutes to write that stuff down. As the changes become more permanent in this year ahead, you're going to allow yourself to really memorize and hone this, because the idea is we're looking at changing the subconscious. We're looking at changing that feeling that tells us we can't do this to a feeling that we can. This is that first step in allowing that process. So write that stuff down, because everything you notice is a success. Whether you do something about it or not at this point doesn't matter. You'll learn as time goes on. Then after you're done journaling, your day's sort of kaput and you're done and you're ready to relax, I suggest listening to the evening audio when you're ready for either a lot of downtime or, better yet, falling asleep. Because this audio is designed, the way I talk and what happens, is to put you into a very relaxed state. A lot of times you'll fall asleep during it, and that's completely okay. If you listen to this and you fall asleep as I'm still talking, your subconscious will record everything that I say. So it will pay attention, it will sink in regardless. So it's just a matter, and I tend to talk here conversationally, because if you guys don't know me, that's how I work. I'm a real person that loves to do this work, and I love to see the changes that happen within people. And so this is it's my baby. It's my passion. Within my business that I do in my office, this is something that everybody gets to work with every single day, because changing yourself, and I found this to be so life empowering for myself, this is why I started it, was to put this out here that we have to focus on self. We have to get really selfish, and I mean by putting ourselves first. We're not going to take anything away from anybody by spending this time with yourself. So give yourself enough of a start just to find out how special you actually are. I look forward to seeing you inside, because once you get the program, and it is a buy one, get one free. So if you buy one of these, you get another whole entire program to give to somebody else, or you can also split the cost with someone. So you can split the cost for an entire year or split it up per monthly. That'll be up to you, because the money will have to be gotten between the two of you. But if you want to share this with somebody and have a buddy to go with, that's a fantastic idea. And if you just want to do it for yourself, give yourself this present. Go through this journey with me. There is a private Facebook page that you'll be part of once you enter, and you'll be with like-minded people who are also working on this journey. So I can't wait to see you on the inside, and I wish you much luck this week. Please go to my website and give me any ideas or suggestions at www.barbaralhealing.com. Much love to you, and have a great day.